Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, 2014 is donezo. Mm-hmm. And what a year it was.
We got the iPad Air 2. We got the Mini 3. We got bigger iPhones. And, of course, iOS 8.
And Leo started to look kind of funny this year, but we won't mention that. That's all next. Plus, some of our favorite app caps over the last 12 months on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Personal Capital. With Personal Capital, you'll have many more happy holidays as you grow and protect your wealth with this award-winning financial app. Best of all, it's free. To sign up, go to personalcapital.com/iPad today. Today, the great show where we bring, my God.
You look maybe like you've had a little too much chewing tobacco.
I've been smoking a little too much of these pipes.
Oh, I see. It's the pipe juice.
Yeah.
So what's going on here, Leo? Oh, my God. So bad.
It's our holiday special, Sarah. And we're going to do iPad Today.
Nothing touches the holidays like a smoking bad dental jacket, work. Really bad dental work, a monocle, and a hat that I can't quite place.
That's from Tajikistan.
Okay. Yeah, well,
right.
We're multinational.
Hide my face. I'm going to take my teeth out. Actually, I put in the dentures. They're much better. Yeah, it's better.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, they
those
look good, nice. Don't they? Yeah, I had the dentist make those. Yeah.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, Leo, this is it's kind of an interesting show because
it's our year-ender.
It's our year-ender, and a lot of the shows on Twit will put together sort of a best of over the last year.
We like to do the worst of.
Well, we like to kind of do more of a wrap up.
Yeah.
That deserves its own show.
It's been a year.
We have opinions about apps that we might have really liked back in March or had, you know, needed some time with and that sort of thing. So,
you know what I wanted to do?
What?
The app caps that we're still using a year later, but it turns out none of them.
Very few.
It's really true that you churn through apps. Especially the kinds of apps I like, games. You don't play them for very long. You move on to the next thing, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. I think there are definitely app caps that I need and use. What's interesting,
there's the productivity apps.
There are those. And that is, oh, it's almost like it's not even so much if you like them or don't like them. You just need, you know, cloud syncing or that sort of thing. I've made a decision. I don't know if it's a good one or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a decision. Now, I've got the iPad Air 2 a few weeks ago now.
Was, congratulations.
Thank you.
That was one of the big things, of course, that happened this year.
Of course.
The new iPads. That's recent memory. I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
Exactly. They were announced in October. Got mine at the end of November. Mm-hmm. And I decided I did not want to restore from a previous iPad. And that was a conscious decision because my iPad Air, which is still ticking next to me here.
You carry, in that purse, do you carry all your old iPhones and iPads?
Yeah.
No wonder it's so big. It's going to get bigger every year.
That's
now.
That's why I lose everything. You can't see it, but it's large.
It's large.
It's large and in charge over here.
Yeah.
Well, this is my work bag.
That's not a purse. That's luggage.
It's not a purse. It's a large bag that has all sorts of gadgets in it. But my iPad 2 is it dead? Darn it! Gosh, I can't do anything right today.
Were you going to show us?
Well, I was going to show you.
I think we know what it looks like.
Yeah, it's like 20 pages of apps, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of those apps are something that, you know, I thought was cool for a minute, but you can't, you know.
I'll show you mine.
I swear.
I got the same thing. These are all apps that we showed. You know, this was a great one. Remember Leo's Fortune? It even had my name in it. Julia Child. That was fun. We showed you how to truss a chicken.
The cooking apps, actually, I do go back to
Goat
over and
Simulator.
Because you all got to eat.
Mr. Crab. That was a great game for its time. I was looking back at our shows, you know, because you can go back in time on our site at twit.tv/IPT and look back at all the old shows. First show of the year, you know what we talked about?
What did we talk about?
Why a 12-inch iPad Pro would rock.
Oh, my God!
We haven't stopped talking about that.
And we didn't get one either.
Nor did we get one.
We thought we would.
Yeah.
I certainly did anyway. That was, you know, one of my... that was one of my predictions. I really thought that we were going to get the iPad Pro, which was a big iPad. We did not get that. We got newer versions of the iPad Mini, the Mini 3, and then the iPad Air 2.
Yeah.
iPad Air 2, not 2 Air. Air 2.
Now, our January 13th episode, 182, AppCap Sunrise Calendar, I'm still using that.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that.
In fact, just a couple of episodes ago, you get your sunrise notifications about stuff that's coming up.
And it's a good-looking calendar, and I've yet to find something better than that. So that's a good one. It's fun to kind of go back through the old. Back in January, Chad and I were talking about working out. How did that work out?
Not so well. What was I doing in January?
You were on vacation. We had Super Bowl apps for January 27th.
Oh.
Storehouse. We talked about Storehouse. Have you kept... I made a couple of stories since then, but that was it. I did a story on Storehouse about making cookies or muffins, I guess it was.
I think that, O'Malik still uses Storehouse. He actually really likes that app.
I love it.
I don't know if he's an investor or not.
But like so many apps, you use it for a little bit and you kind of...
I think with the iPad, sometimes it certainly does not lack for creative apps that allow you to do, cool stuff, tell stories, put a bunch of photos and videos together, add a paragraph here or there, or a variety of effects. It's like, we certainly do not want for that type of thing on our iPads. But there are so many of these apps.
Yeah.
That Leo and I will kind of go like, ooh, flavor of the week. This is
it
cool.
Really
this
is cool. Isn't it?
But then there's another one.
All right. And another.
And I think that goes for social networks for the most part. I mean, it's all these companies are trying to, do the next greatest thing. And a lot of them don't actually have a lot of staying power.
You know what the big app was for February 2014?
What?
Flappy Bird.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember?
Was that almost a year ago now?
That was almost. Remember how we went crazy about who made this app?
Yeah.
Where did it
Dog
come
Nguyen.
From? It took over the world. I remember talking about Sonoma Academy because one of our interns here, Eli, is a student there. It's a high school, local high school. And he said, on Tuesday, one person was playing Flappy Bird. By Thursday, everybody was playing Flappy Bird. The funny thing is, by December, nobody was playing Flappy Bird.
No.
And Dong Nguyen, its creator, had pulled it from the store.
Yeah. And
too successful.
That's so funny. I can't believe that was February.
I know. It's been a long
time. It seems like just yesterday. And at the same time, it seems like a long time ago. Isn't that funny how time works?
Threes. We talked about threes in February.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun game.
Yep. And then there was...
twos.
There was no twos.
Oh, yeah.
There was twos.
There were a whole bunch of games based on threes, including twos.
Well,
the easier threes at 2048.
There's 2048. That was the one I was
thinking. That was twos.
Of. Oh, okay.
Same idea as threes.
Oh, yeah, that's...
But you start with twos.
Divisible by two.
Yeah.
It's... And the thing is like, I really liked threes. I didn't play a whole lot of 2024. But I don't know. I just go back to all the same games over and over again. Two Dots. Two Dots was
two
one
dots.
Of my favorite games.
Do you
games.
Play Dots at all anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On an airplane? Are you... Yeah.
So by March of this year, we had iOS 7.1. We're now up to 8.1.1.
8.1.
We had 7.1.
It's funny. I couldn't even, obviously it would be easy to figure out, but in my mind, I couldn't even tell you what that was. Like, what did 7.1 even give us back in March?
It's kind of funny because you make a big deal at the time.
Yeah.
But when you think back on it, I don't know. Yeah, iOS 7 had passcode woes. We were talking about that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's right.
Does it ring a bell?
People could get past...
You zip past it.
The passcode. Yeah.
They fixed that now,
there was a bug. That's right. That's why it was a big deal, actually, because it was a huge security issue.
In a brand new version of the operating system.
So, all right. So we get to about, halfway through the year.
Well, don't jump ahead too far.
All right.
April.
Okay.
The big app, I think it was my app cap, Accompli for email.
Which has since been bought by Microsoft.
Microsoft now owns them for $200 million. Little did we know.
$200 million is not that much anymore.
Chicken feed.
But still, for a small startup, I would think that that's a nice exit for them.
I think we saw a light rip for the iPad as well in April. And that was a big thing, which I do continue to use because I'm a Lightroom fan on the desktop.
Uh-huh.
And Lightroom on the iPad lets you kind of triage your photos before you get there. Cosmos was the big TV show in April. We talked about the Cosmos app.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's The time when you get old, everything is.
Don't tell me about getting old, Sarah Lane.
When you get to be my age, you say Cosmos was back in April. I didn't know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Just yesterday.
Monument Valley.
Which
that was perhaps the game of the year. I would give that maybe the game of the year.
And you brought Monument Valley up just a couple of weeks ago.
Because they
actually
have a product red level.
That's right. Because this is the time of year when Apple's there's a lot of money being donated to.
Boy, they've done it well too, by the way.
They really have.
Yeah, and it's. I think by the time you see this, it will be over. But it was really. I don't know if we got the figures yet, but that is going to be a great success.
I think so.
Apple got almost all the app developers to do some sort of product red.
Yeah.
Placement.
December 1st was World AIDS Day, yep. Where proceeds were all donated.
Monument Valley is an interesting story because a lot of people complained this is too short. And they have added levels, at least one level with product red.
Mm-hmm.
But even though it was too short, it seems like that's a game that lives on in my memory anyway. It's being one of the most beautiful, challenging, and interesting games. I'd like to see more games like Monument Valley. That was
a real
success.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like saying that short film was so good, but it should have been longer.
Should have been longer.
You know, sometimes they're supposed to be short, I think.
Sometimes with a game, I think you're right. It could be, but people say, but it's over. I want more.
You're right. But those are the best ones because you don't get bored.
Right.
You finish, and then you yearn for more. You don't get it, but you yearn.
You were playing Two Dots in June.
Yeah.
I was showing you how to find a good time to pee at the movie theater.
Oh, pee now?
Run pee.
Yeah.
And you remember a month after I picked that as my app cap, June 23rd, we got an email from the developer who thanked me. He said, actually, you made Run P the hit that it is today when you showed the original website.
Oh, yeah?
I can't remember. Was it the Screensavers or was it Twit? But we showed the original website. The website went down. You made
an
app.
I don't think this existed during the Screensavers.
I can't remember.
I don't think it's that old.
I don't think
but that. I don't really know because I can't think more than a month back or
Here's
so.
Here's one. Remember, about this time we started talking about the rumors of what would happen in the fall. Here we are mid-year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about what's going to happen when, because we know already that iOS 8 will be coming out because of the WWDC. They talk a little bit about it, that it'll be probably a new iPhone. We didn't know what it was going to be, or even if it was be the iPhone 6.
Yeah.
But we expected something in the fall, and we expected new iPads. Many of the things we expected were wrong, but then the rumor mill kind of, by the time those came out, we knew pretty much what we were going to get. One thing, though, a rumor started by the rumor mill in June. iOS 8 would have a split screen mode.
Oh, yeah. That didn't happen. It just goes, these lookbacks are always really helpful to remind you how much bad rumor information
There's
is out there.
Lots
and how to take it with quite a few grains of salt.
John C. Dvorak taught me something.
What's that?
You can predict anything you want. People don't remember the bad predictions, they only remember when you nailed it.
Yeah.
So predict away. Because
sure.
The chances are the wrong predictions. Do you remember the split screen? Very few people do. But the right prediction, people go, wow, he nailed that one. So make as many predictions as you can. That's the lesson there. I'm trying to think of what else happened.
Well,
here.
You know, let's get into when we started getting the meat of the...
The meat?
Well, the...
What? Was this the year you stopped being a vegetarian?
No. Okay. Not that kind of meat. I mean, like, hardware meat. So it's like... WWDC, beginning of the... by the way, what is going on with your keyboard? I just have to
You have not seen it?
No.
Now, this is the only compelling reason to still use a keyboard with your computer.
Holy crap.
I've comic bookized it.
Did you have to put those on individually? Slowly and surely?
Yeah.
I guess.
Kind of like knitting. You just have to be very patient.
I don't know what to think. Although I don't really look at my keys when I'm typing, so I guess I'd be fine.
Touch typist, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
Actually, each of these keys, they're all... In fact, I'll put it over here so you can see it a little bit more closely. Each of these is a comic book character. You
That's
can see
so cool.
The B is... Batman.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, I see.
All right, you did well. How about... Can you do... Let's see. How about the S? Is that...
Spider-Man.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get a little harder. F is...
Flash.
G.
Something with a G.
Green Lantern.
Oh.
G.
Joker.
I never would get this one.
Pirate.
Punisher. That's kind of an indie comic.
Yeah. Oh,
so
I've seen the icon.
The Shift is Snicked. The Return is Shazam.
That's really cool,
The Delete is Boom. All of them actually have the real key underneath somewhere.
Yeah, so you're not really you're not completely that confused. Left out. You got all the numbers.
Isn't that cool?
I always have to look at my numbers. I never get my hands up there right.
That is from, what is it, flyingduckdecals.com?
I don't know.
I can't look it up because the keyboard is being held up to the screen right now. There it is. I can put it down now. is it dying duck or flying duck? There is a duck involved. I believe it's flyingduckdecals.com, but let me check before I go on the record with that.
I know by the time we are airing this show in its live slot, this will be the week of Christmas, so
will
it might
be
a little late for some of you to buy it as a gift. However, for last minute stuff,
these are great.
Yeah, I would love that. I would totally use it.
It's Killer Duck Decals. The way they come is on a single sheet of stickies. If you go to killerduckdecals.com, they actually have a lot of things. I don't know if they could do express mailing, but it's just coming in an envelope. You should probably go on the website and get this for the geek, the comic book nerd in your life, because they have a whole bunch of really great stuff for MacBooks and the wireless keyboard. These are really fun. And decals, too, for the cases for the iPad. If you want to get an iPad decal, they have some really fun ones. The Bad Guy mini case, the R2-D2 mini case, the NES Advantage controller iPad mini case. Yeah, that's a good last-minute gift idea. Get those mailed out. Aren't those hysterical?
I love them.
Yeah.
That's great. Too bad the iPad doesn't have, you know, a physical keyboard, or you could go nuts. Although we did in iOS 8 get for the first time the ability to install third-party keyboards.
Hallelujah!
And you know it didn't come a moment too soon.
No.
You had always been frustrated with the stock Apple keyboard because it didn't show upper and lowercase, and there were
right.
just other things about it that kind of bugged you. Never really bugged me in the same way. However, once we were able to, and let me pull up like, I always get stuck on like, what app can I pull up where I can type something, you know, as if I don't do that all the time. I'm currently using the Swift Key app, but obviously, you know, the stock app. Okay. This is actually my app cap for later, so don't look at it too closely. You got your English keyboard. I've got my emoji keyboard in, and now I've got Swift Key, and then I've got GIF keyboard.
We mentioned that in September 2014.
It's actually a different one.
Ah, a new one.
It's a different one.
That was the episode 216, that we talked about the third-party keyboard.
Yeah, and, you know, I was all super stoked about it because you've never really had the option. I mean, you could do like a English and, you know, Spanish or that sort of thing in an emoji keyboard, but you didn't have the option to use these third-party keyboards that also have these, oh, that's swipe, isn't it? You can't do that with Shift Key. That have the option, you know, to type by swiping, for example.
Yeah, I really like that. I use swipe all the time.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things about iOS 8. Besides the fact that it just looks completely different, all the icons are flattened, the colors have changed. We're all so used to it now, but people were like obsessing over how the color palette had changed. I kind of thought it was sort of gauche a little bit when I first saw it, because everything seemed so overly saturated. You know, we're looking at a lot of stock apps here because this is my new iPad and I haven't loaded up.
You haven't loaded up. It's clean. It's beautiful.
It's clean because I want to be selective about the stuff that I'm downloading and, you know, give myself a break. Boy, that's a bad manicure. And yes, but remember, I mean, when, you know, the App Store app, the iTunes, the music, you know, people were like, what color is this burnt orange? Why does Photo Booth look that way? Ah,
we've gotten used to it now, though. It didn't take long, right? A couple months later, and it's like, yeah, well, that's what it looks like. I don't even remember what iOS 7 looked like.
I saw it recently on my mom's iPad. Maybe it was somebody
else's
iPad. I
didn't like iOS 7, but I've gotten used to the feel.
Well, I sure thought I was used to the way it looked, but it doesn't take long. Apple knows that, too. It's sort of like, it doesn't take long before you're like, okay, now I'm just used to how it is, and I can't go back. I have to have the latest and greatest.
One of the rumors we were talking about in August was that there would be anti-reflective iPads. They did cut down on the glare a little bit, didn't they?
Yes.
But I wouldn't say it's anti-reflective.
No, it does have it's less.
Less
glare. I don't know what percentage offhand the glare is less, but I know a lot of you who have the Air 2, which I am now using, although I'm indoors, so it's sort of hard to see how it would look, you know, in the sun, say that you're really happy with how much less glare comes across when you've got, you know, light shining on it. Also, this is a number that was sort of debated by a lot of people who said, well, what does that mean? Is that Apple claimed, hey, the Air 2 is 68% faster than the Air in speed tests. Now, some of those speed tests could be conducted, you know, if you have like a game that's, you know, really graphics intensive or that sort of thing, or doing a lot of processing on a, you know, video, let's say. But I will say it is, at least at this point in my tests, because I did choose not to restore my new iPad to look like my old iPad that has 490 apps on it or whatever it is. It's hard to compare because my actual iPad Air, the original, does get kind of sluggish sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because I have too many apps. I have more apps than it's designed to have. The Air 2 is fast as lightning.
They did double the memory, and that could also be something.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not sure I would say it's 68% faster, but that's just sort of an arbitrary
actually
number.
Some of the numbers we've seen, it depends very much on the benchmark you use. And
right.
Most of the time, benchmarks are not a good way to measure performance. In fact, I don't feel any difference between the new iPad and the older iPad.
They really feel in your
they
hands
feel
exactly
about the same.
Yeah.
But we've seen benchmarks where they show it is even, in some cases, twice as fast. So, you know, that new processor is a faster processor. The
yes.
graphics chip is a lot faster.
Yes.
Remember that, and of course, it was in October that Apple announced the new iPads. And they used that Zen Garden to demonstrate
yeah.
them, right? And
yeah.
We made that one of our app cap picks. It's based on the Unreal Engine. And, you know, it's funny because I'm running this on the iPad Air, last generation iPad. And I would say it's pretty much the same. I don't know. Have you tried to see it on your Air 2?
No,
do the
I can.
Cherry blossoms look more gorgeous?
Let's look. Let's find out. You know, I never really... It's there's not much to do besides wish that you lived there.
It's a demo.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do wish I lived there. But they made a big deal about how the particle physics in the... the cherry blossoms. Wow, it does it so well. I think that that's how it looked. This is the first Air. I don't think it looks that much different. They made a big deal about how the water, you know, looks more watery. Let's go look at the koi pond here.
Well, I mean, but that you could say that about so many things. You could say that about...
Can you tell the difference, really? That's
right.
The question.
Well, I think that's... If you are just a super graphics head, you know, the kind of person who wants, you know, the absolute best television and, you know, spend a lot of time understanding how something might be slightly better in the details, of course, the Air 2 is better in every way. But, yeah, I don't...
There was a tiny little
hiccup just now when you were navigating.
Did you see a hiccup?
A tiny one.
A little hesitation. Maybe you wouldn't see that on your Air 2.
Perhaps not.
Maybe you wouldn't notice it if you're me.
Right.
I mean, you're right. I can't. Well,
I mean, you kind of can't get ahead of it, right?
It seems like it's keeping
okay.
up pretty well. Yeah.
I've got it on my iPad now. I mean, I really don't see like.
All right, we'll do an A/B comparison. It takes a little while to load. I think one of the biggest things, frankly, I know the processor's faster. That's got a better graphics processing unit. But one of the biggest things, really, is just the amount of RAM.
You know, I'll be honest, Leo.
All right, that might look a little bit better.
I do feel like, yeah, we're able to process all these leaves faster.
Let me do mine. Let me do mine, and we'll just have a Sakura comparison here. It's time for the Cherry Blossom Festival in beautiful iPad land.
Yeah, you know what? I think I got you beat, bud.
Oh, I think you're just shaking your tree better than me. Really? All right, now you do it on yours.
All right. Move over.
Side by side. Let's see. I don't think your leaves are falling any.
I think they might be.
All right, wait a minute. Let's.
They really don't look.
Let's
very...
undo it.
Okay.
Press the upper right hand button. Undo. Start all over again.
Okay. Ready.
Ready. Go.
Go. Tree yourself.
Tree yourself. Nee 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 nee. I've got Sakura. Nee 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 nee. Cherry Blossom Festival.
I think mine's better.
I think yours looks exactly the same, but that's why I'm glad you have an Air 2 and I have an Air 1, because I can't tell the difference, and you can.
Well, I don't know if I can or not. I think I might be totally wrong. It is kind of cool, though.
It's a pretty app.
It is.
It did a nice job.
It doesn't do much.
But it was made to demonstrate the amazing graphics capabilities of the Air 2, and here I am on an Air 1, and I don't know if there's that much difference.
Yeah. Koi fish,
every time
come on
I,
over. Let me feed you.
I make fun of people with the specs. People say, no, they make a big difference. But really, do they? Really?
Well, Yeah, on certain games, I guess they would, right? Certain ones. Mm-hmm. Let's draw a little Zen garden. Right. Huh?
Little Zen garden. I can do that.
Did you hear how people are getting drunk and getting lost in corn mazes?
Oh, I didn't have to get drunk to get lost in the corn maze.
Oh, yeah, but apparently it's like a thing, and they're calling 911 because they're, like, really lost.
Help me, I'm
lost. And then they say, please don't call 911.
If you're lost in a corn maze,
you're not really that far from the road.
Don't start screaming.
Yeah.
You're not the children of the corn.
Yeah. But they're like, we're stuck.
So Hampton Court, you know, in England, Henry VIII's castle.
Oh, I was thinking of Hampton Court Hotel. That's different.
Easily confused.
Yeah.
This does look a little like a Hampton Court Motor Inn, but not. Has a maze.
Okay.
And Lisa and I went into that maze when we went to England a couple of months ago. Got lost. Wandered. There were a lot of people wandering. More and more frustrated. No one called 911. But I ended up using a first-order derivative search to solve my problem. You know how you do that? And this is just good for you and everybody at home to remember. Next time you're stuck in a corn maze, you put your hand on the right wall. And you keep walking, and you never let go of the right wall. That's all.
And then you won't get caught?
Well, what it'll do, you may do some reverses and go, you know, some dead ends and come back again. But at some point, because you are following the wall all the way, you will get to the end.
Oh.
You may go a little farther than you would have otherwise.
But you'll get out, hopefully alive.
Yeah.
Just in time for last call.
Just in time for the last call. And, you know, when you're in Hampton Court in England and you go to the pub, if you say to them, I just got lost in the maze for 5 hours, they will give you a free pint.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope it would be a nice pint of something lukewarm.
And if they don't,
love that over there.
You tell them.
You tell them.
Leo said I would get a free pint.
Yeah, now give it to me.
Now give it to me.
Before I push you on out
give
of here.
Give me the free pint.
Before I serve myself, sir.
Because that will make them.
I did that once in England.
Really?
Yeah. It was an ill-advised move.
You went around to the back of the bar and you.
Yeah, I did do that.
Because you were angry? Because the.
No, I just felt like it was a good idea at the time. It wasn't.
Seems like a bad
idea.
Good idea.
No, it was. I was young and I needed.
Yeah.
I needed the money.
So you want to? You want to do the depth first search algorithm. Just keep your hand. I'm telling you, folks, it works every time. It has to. It's math.
Okay.
Keep your hand on the right wall and never let go.
That's
just keep
great.
Walking.
That's, you know, I was, I was going to tell you another story, but I've humiliated myself enough for one show. We should talk. I feel like I got to bring this up just because it was sort of a big deal in 2014 that Apple chief executive Tim Cook came out as gay.
Yeah.
Posted a very heartfelt.
It was really great.
Yeah, I mean,
he
editorial,
said,
I guess you'd call it, in Bloomberg Business Week.
And I think he's right. It doesn't matter. I don't need to say this, but I feel like that it might help some people, some young people especially, to know that the CEO of the most valuable company in the world is gay, and it doesn't in any way get in the way of my ability. He says being gay is, he feels, was a gift from God. He doesn't think it's a curse in any way.
He
doesn't think it's important, which I agree.
Yeah.
But I think he did that for the kids. And he said, I think that, you know, he was inspired by others who had come forward and told their story. And he said, you know what, I think I should do this. And I'm sure it was a little scary to do. In fact, there was a little bit of a backlash in some countries. So now I'd like to come out as a strange Englishman with bad teeth.
An Englishman who does a wonderful American accent, I will say.
I fooled you, didn't I?
Yeah, I had no idea.
So what else happened in 2014?
You know, it's always weird. I feel strange about talking about someone's sexual orientation, but it's like, this is one of the most successful companies on Earth. And,
you know, I debated and whether we should report the story at all.
Exactly.
I felt like
it's not tech.
It's not tech.
But does it affect the future of Apple? I don't think it does at all. I mean, sure, I'm sure there are people out there
well,
who
in
say,
Russia,
I will
they
no longer support this company.
Yeah.
Sure, exactly. There are different rules.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think it was an act of courage.
And I think it's great that he said, I'm proud to be gay. It is a gift from God. And I wish to speak up about this. And it was a very brave thing to do. So we'll give him credit
absolutely
for doing that.
We also heard about the Apple Watch coming early in 2015.
Yeah.
No one has one yet besides probably Tim Cook and a few other Apple employees, maybe Dr. Dre. And we, you know, it's nobody's played around with it. Developers now have access to, well, they will in 2015 be building apps specifically for the watch, but certainly apps that will support the watch for when talking with an iPhone or an iPad, for example. And, you know, I'm really on the fence, Leo. I don't wear a watch currently. I don't really want to wear a watch, but I feel like if it makes my life easier in any way, I can adapt. I mean, I think they look cool. I don't know. I mean, okay. I wear this bracelet, and that's
it. But if
it.
You get the watch,
yeah.
Then I can draw a little fish on my watch, and you'll feel it on your wrist. Now, how much do you feel?
I don't feel anything about that. A fish? Like a Jesus fish?
Any kind of fish. Did you not watch the video?
Yeah.
One of the selling points is, okay, here's another one. We're at a cocktail party.
Yeah.
I want to go. I tap. And your wrist goes, and you know that's me saying, "Let's scram."
Sure, rather than just winking or doing like a little baseball thing.
They call it taptic feedback, not haptic. Taptic feedback. Hey, we're going to take a break. We will come back with more iPad today. It's our year ender, and we'll have more from this fabulous year right after this. We'll be back with more of our holiday special in just a bit, but I want to thank Personal Capital for sponsoring this episode. You know about Personal Capital. I talk about it all the time. First met Bill Harris, the founder, a couple of years ago. He's the former CEO of PayPal and Intuit and really knows money. And he said, you know, I think there's a better way. In fact, when we first talked 2 years ago, he was just starting Personal Capital. He said, I want to create something that kind of is something that people who use technology will be comfortable with, to help them manage their investments. He said there's two kind of people out there. There's the people who have money in their investment accounts, but then pay a broker to manage it. Maybe they pay attention to the broker, maybe they don't. Maybe the broker has his own axe to grind, maybe he doesn't. It maybe isn't the best way to go. Then there's the other kind, and by the way, I'm in this group, who says, no, I'm smart, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to create a brokerage account, and I'm going to invest in. The problem with that, yeah, it works great if you pay attention, but it's, you know, we're busy and life goes on and you forget and you don't manage it, you don't rebalance, you don't know how much you're paying in fees. So this is the perfect middle ground for anybody who is preparing for retirement, and that could be somebody 20 years old. I hope it is. The younger you start, the better you'll be doing. The key is to know what you've got, where it is, what it's doing, and to kind of keep an eye on it. Rebalance your investments. Get great investment advice. Personal Capital lets you take all your accounts. And just this will literally take a few minutes. Get them all into the Personal Capital interface. Your checking, your savings, your investments, your mortgage, your assets. You'll know for the first time ever for many of us how much you're worth. You'll be able to monitor your net worth as it goes up and goes down. You'll be able to see why it's going down, if it's going down, if maybe you're paying too much in fees and it's dwindling your investments. Personal Capital is a complete intuitive financial dashboard so you can make smarter financial decisions and manage your portfolio like a pro. You'll also get tailored advice, should you want it, on optimizing your investment, which is great. Find and eliminate mutual fund and 401k fees and other high brokerage fees that could be costing you years off your retirement. Now, this is the time. Why wait? 2015 is coming fast. Make your resolution to do something free and secure that will add to your wealth and make it easier for you to retire. Personal, no matter how young you are, personalcapital.com/iPad today. Personal Capital. It's free. It's free. And it's the smart way to grow your money. They have apps, of course, for the iPad, the iPhone. They even got an Android Wear app, which is so cool. PersonalCapital.com/iPad today. Sign up today. It's absolutely free. Now back to Sarah and Leo and iPad today. Well, here we are. End of the year. It has been a big year for Apple. This was the year that they became the most valuable company in the world, as we mentioned. First company in the world to reach $700 billion.
Market cap. Crazy.
Market cap just means they have so much stock outstanding.
Yeah.
The stock has reached this value. Multiply the two together. That's what they're worth. I don't know if that's a good way to measure the worth of a company, but it is the first time a company has crossed that border. Do you think Apple has reached the peak?
Well, I mean...
Will we look back and say the year 2014 was the year Apple was at its best?
I think that Apple made some very interesting choices this year. You know, for example, giving third-party apps more control over something at the iOS level, like a third-party keyboard, say. I think that we all, you know, at the beginning of the year, it's like, oh, they have to do something different, so it'll probably be a bigger iPad. Well, we didn't get that, but we did hear all about the Apple Watch and how iOS is different, and we also got new iPhones.
I think
that
the iPhones might be the best iPhones they've ever done.
I think they're really happy with my 6 Plus.
I think they're at the peak of design. I think they're thinner I can't imagine being much thinner.
I don't need it to be any thinner than this.
You could stop now, Apple.
We're already talking about bend gates, right? Don't make it any thinner.
But
it's
I do think they're gorgeous. I think they're wonderfully functional. Mm-hmm. iOS 8 is a little bit behind. I think iOS 8, and I think this is, if I were you, Apple, work on software. Because I think you got the hardware nailed. It's awesome.
Right.
But the software could be improved a little bit. This was also the year that Microsoft did something very unexpected. You talk about Apple changing. Microsoft put out Office for the iPad.
That's right.
Before they put it out for any of their touch devices. In fact, their touch first Office, as we record this, still isn't available. Furthermore, they made it free a couple of months after that. And they started to offer, for people who subscribe, unlimited storage on OneDrive. So
yeah, if you subscribe to Office 365.
You have to subscribe to Office 365. So I think Microsoft, it's interesting. In some ways, for years, Microsoft and Microsoft Office was the number one app on Macintosh. They haven't had much of a presence on iOS. Boy, they planted a flag in the sand, didn't they? And said, no, we want to be a big part of iOS. I think that's a big move.
You know that Google sold more Chromebooks to schools in the United States than Apple did iPads, at least in the third quarter of this year?
Another one, and we've talked about this before, of the reasons that the iPad sales growth seems to be slowing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are choosing Chromebooks.
Well, they're cheap.
They're half the price, and they've got of an iPad, and they have full keyboards.
I think for a school... As much as having, you know, each student having an iPad, and I know that a lot of schools are doing that or moving towards that, that's awesome. But in many cases, I don't know if kids still take typing class, but it's like that having a physical keyboard to do, especially maybe longer form writing, and you just need to access the internet here and there and have it kind of on lockdown, Chromebook makes a lot of sense. I also think that in many cases, as we've talked about ad nauseum, if you have an iPad already, you don't necessarily need to just keep buying the new one each year. They have quite a bit of staying power. So when it comes down to it, that you're going to get educational institutions and that people that would buy bulk iPads to maybe go with something like a Chromebook.
Well, related to that, one of the big stories for the iPad in 2013 was that the LA Unified School District was going to float a $30 billion bond to iPads for every student in the school district.
And that didn't work out very well.
They suspended that. Mm. In fact, there was a little bit of controversy because apparently some of the people that had planned this had ties to Apple. And that some people claimed, and we don't know the truth of this yet, and I'm sure this will be outed in court, but some people claimed that the bidding process was in fact rigged to favor
because certain people high up in the LA Unified School District were friends with Apple executives.
Yeah, we found that out in August, mm-hmm. and I think we'll learn more about that. But I have to say, I think that's probably the right thing to do. Those were awfully expensive. Almost within days of them being provided to the students had hacked the security software on there so they could put their own software on there.
I mean, you should have known better, LA Unified. Come on. Kids are smart.
Yeah.
Anything that they're not supposed to do, they will do.
Board of Education in Los Angeles canceled that contract, they said, not only will this decision enable us to take advantage of an ever-changing marketplace. That was one of my criticisms, is they floated, I think it was a 20-year, 30-year bond to buy iPads, technology that's only going to be good for a few years. It will also give us time to take into account concerns raised surrounding the project. There were some accusations that the superintendent and his top deputy had close ties to executives at Apple and Pearson, which is the company that was providing the curriculum content for the iPads for the
project.
That's right.
We did get a question from Ken, and this is something that someone has asked before, and I'm hoping that you have the answer, Leo. Ken writes, I'm a photographer looking into buying an iPad or an iPad mini. I'm amazed, though, that the only way to shoot with an iPad that's tethered is with a something like $300 wireless Cam Ranger accessory. Do you know any other way if I want to be able to look at my photos while I'm shooting in the field and look at those photos on the iPad? I'd love to save some money, even if it's not brand new. I work with audio and video apps as well. So what Ken wants to do is he wants to go out in the field and he wants to use this basically as like his real-time...
Be perfect for that, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to look and see if Sony offers, maybe you could check in the Play Store,
sure,
their Play Memories camera app. So it depends, of course, on the camera you use, but Sony has an app that'll allow you to do exactly that. Tether, well, it works for Android. See if it works on the iPad, but tether your Sony camera to your device so that you can see the shots. You can even control it remotely. Canon used to have such an app, too. And I'm just going to look up Canon iPad app to see if they still... offer that. Yeah, the EOS remote app on the iTunes store will do exactly the same thing. So in this case, it's, you know, in the case you described, you have a remote control device attached to your camera, which then talks to the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
These are programs that run on the iPad that require a specific camera brand, Canon or Sony. I imagine Nikon does the same thing, that will allow you to do exactly what you want, which is tether the camera to your iPad. You have to have a shared Wi-Fi network and trigger the camera, or take the picture with the camera and then see the camera on the iPad. A lot of professional photographers do that kind of tethering in Lightroom on a desktop computer because they want to take the shot. And, you know, in fact, some of my friends who are photographer reps say that this has killed the photography business.
Why?
Well, because it's interesting, and I'm just repeating what they've said, but in the past, when you were shooting with film, of course, the art director, the agency guy, they're all there. They're all looking over your shoulder, breathing down your neck, but they don't see the finished product yet. And you, as the photographer, then go print the film, look at it, and you're making some choices. Nowadays, because of tethering, my friend photo rep said, it's not a creative process anymore. All of the choices are made on the spot by the agency.
Because they see it.
Because they're seeing exactly what you're getting. And they could say, no, do that, do this, do that. The photographer is a middleman now for the image. And now maybe he was a little bitter. He's getting out of the business. But I do think it's kind of telling that I think that these tethering systems have somewhat changed the job of the photographer. I'd love to hear from you, if you're a photographer, if you have an opinion on that or not. Let me just real quickly. So we found Canon and Sony have apps like that. I bet you Nikon has.
Yeah, take a look. While you do, I'm going to actually pass along a tip that Jameson, with such a cool name, sent in to us. Because, as you might recall, a few weeks ago, I was like, yeah, I use my French keyboard sometimes because I like the predictive text and the autocorrect for French versus English. And so I go back and forth, and I have all these keyboards, and it's crazy town. And Jameson said, you know, when you were talking about activating the French QWERTY keyboard, which is different than a ZERTY because it's Canadian French versus France French, on your last show, it made me think about this awesome feature that I use on the SwiftKey keyboard. SwiftKey, of course, is one of the third-party keyboard apps that's really popular. You can activate more than one language and then just type in multiple languages at the same time without having to switch between different keyboards for each language. Jameson says, this is helpful for me, switching between typing in Spanish and English, for example. And, yeah, he's completely right. So, as you can see, if I've got SwiftKey open here, and, you know, this is obviously my keyboard. I'm in just in the regular Notes app. You see down on the bottom, it's kind of hard to see, but it'll say, it says ENFR. So it means SwiftKey's like, you have English and French both on this keyboard. So it's a little of everything. So if I were to say, you know, Sarah, and having predictive text is just a great way to sort of illustrate how this works. Okay, so Sarah... So now it's like, oh, okay, you're going into French here. So now you've got Sarah is a...
How'd you do that? That's cool.
Because they're both installed.
In. Yeah.
And I said, yeah, let's just do them together. Now, if I'm like, okay, well, no, I'm going to go back to English now. Beautiful, you know, because I'm talking about myself. Beautiful. And then it kind of gets confused because it's like, where are you even going? Because you're going back and forth.
What language are you using, girl?
But you are getting predictive text and autocorrect replies. And what's has always been kind of annoying to me, and I'll go back into the regular keyboard because you can see I've got English. Well, shoot, I don't have the French. I don't have the French keyboard.
But it's easy
installed.
To install that, right? It's just adding it.
It's super easy. But if I did, if you're somehow in the wrong keyboard when you're typing out something quickly, and hey, you know, you might be bilingual, trilingual, whatever, show off. It's super annoying if you're like, I meant to type in English, I'm in the French keyboard, it's totally messed up, and it'll just keep like auto-correcting to the wrong things.
Ooh.
So SwiftKey is actually really good in that way. It lets you just say whatever you want to say, and it kind of stays out of your way.
It knows.
It does. So I thought that was a great tip. Thank you, Jameson. And
that's awesome.
I hope you're named after the whiskey. I don't know. I just think that's like the coolest name.
I asked you if you thought this would be the peak year for Apple.
I did.
And I don't think so.
I just think Apple's going in different directions.
They're changing.
Yeah.
I think the watch is going to be a very big category. I'm going to make a prediction that the iPad is going to be a lesser category. It's going to become more like the Macintosh, something Apple will continue to make. I don't think they're going to get rid of it.
No.
That many of us will continue to buy and love. But that Apple is branching out into new areas, and I think the watch and the phone are going to end up being the top products for Apple, especially if they can really figure out how to make these wearables work. You said, I don't want to wear a watch. But if the watch is really useful...
Exactly. I have to be convinced that I need it. But
that
then,
was probably,
you know, that's...
The last story of the year that was really important was just a few weeks ago when Apple released the SDK for the watch. And we were able to watch the video, mm-hmm. get a very much better idea of how developers could create for the watch. They said at that time that it won't be right away that you'll be able to buy standalone or download standalone apps for the Apple Watch. You'll have to tie it to an iPhone. So you're going to have an iPhone, install the app on an iPhone, then it will communicate with the watch, mm-hmm. at least till later in 2015. But I really feel like this is where there's a lot of room for growth, that if Apple can get this right, I've come around a little bit. I thought watches were stupid until I started wearing an Android Wear watch. Now I don't want to be separated from it.
You love it.
And it's not anywhere near as functional as the Apple Watch promises to be. And you can be able to tap at me when it's time for the show to be over.
Yeah. When I've had enough. And I don't want any of you to know that
talking.
I'm ready to go.
You're going
to
love that feature.
No, I'm sure I will.
By the way, it doesn't make an audible bzzz. It's not like your phone that vibrates.
You know,
just barely feel it.
I'm really curious, though, and this has actually happened this year. I have a lot of friends who just did not upgrade to an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus. They just haven't gotten around to it yet, you know? And those are the people where I look at their phones and I'm like, oh my gosh, the 5S is so small. I just can't believe that that's the phone that I used to use because I'm just so used to the larger form factor. And those people say to me when we meet for brunch or whatever and I put it out on the table, what are you doing with this phone? Like, how do you even live? You can't even put that in your pocket. You're crazy.
It's all swole up.
It's making everything else around you fall apart. There is a certain amount of, okay, well, we have more options so people can do what they want. You know, it's the bigger form factor isn't correct for everybody. And I'm interested to see how many people are going to be wearing an Apple Watch just because there is one. You know, it used to be if you were an Apple fan or, you know, you'd like the latest and the greatest that Apple provides, you'd get what's new. You'd just get one. Now we have so many choices. I just think I wonder at the party, I'll be sort of looking around to see who I can tap with. Because I don't think everybody's going to be wearing a watch. I'm still not convinced that it's right for me, but I'm certainly going to do it.
The stock market thinks that that's going to be a big thing.
I know they do.
Their stock is going...
Yeah, I know. Because we're getting down to the wire here. We do have an email that Ben sent in, and I just thought this was worth showing because it's just interesting. Ben was listening to episode 223, so a few episodes ago, and he liked how we were showing our home screens and asking other people to show us how they arrange their apps.
Yeah.
He says, my company's co-founder has an interesting way of arranging his home screen. Being the creative type that he is, he likes to arrange his folders by the color of the app icons. Not by their name, not even by their function.
Well, what?
Ben says, listen, I have a techie mind. I can't think of anything worse than this, but it certainly works for him.
Bluetooth.
He's been doing it this way for years.
Red. And he knows what to look for that way.
Isn't that weird? I thought that that was, and, you know, some of these apps are outside of folders.
Yeah, the problem is 10 in a row. Where are you going to put that? Red letters, blue letters?
I would say probably red because
yellow.
It's dominant.
It's mostly red. But BBC iPlayer is pink. Do you have a pink folder?
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Now, I once read something about, like, arranging books on a bookshelf by the color of their spine. So I actually did that with some books that are under, like, they're, like, in my entertainment center under my
TV. How's that work?
I don't know. It's kind of...
It's colorful?
Yeah, it's...
It's if you never want to find a book.
It gave me something to do. But the thing is that, well, the books, though, aren't, you know, they're not really grouped by anything otherwise. So it was just, it was like, okay, well, at least... The blue ones are all over there.
So you weren't keeping them in alphabetical order?
No. Oh, God.
By Arthur?
No.
You weren't using the Dewey Decimal System to organize your books into logical groupings according to subject matter?
I would sort of make them into pyramids based on how cool they looked.
The shape of the...
Yeah. And then when you color coordinated, it looks like just a little bit more organized, but you can still kind of have no idea what's going on. With apps, though... I don't know, Ben. That sounds a little too off the wall, even for me.
Yeah.
But hey, we asked you, and it's nice to see something extremely creative and extremely unique. Hey, before we get to our app caps for this show, I just want to remind you that we do shoot the show. This show is being recorded a little bit in advance because Leo and I and the rest of Twit are out of the office this week enjoying some holiday time with families and friends. But we do shoot the show live on Mondays right after Triangulation at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. So nice to have all of you to watch live, join into our chat room, give us feedback. You know, when Leo's looking for cool products for photographers, so there's always somebody that's bound to know the answer.
We got sharp people out there.
Yeah, we certainly do. But of course, you can always watch and listen on demand as well. Twit.tv/IPT is our show archive page. That's where you get all of the show notes to any of the apps that we talk about, and even, you know, some of the articles and just interesting links that we find and that you send us. You can also subscribe to the show on any episode page as well. You just decide how you would, you know, you want to go through iTunes, you want to use a certain podcatcher, that we make it as easy as possible for you to enjoy our little program. Leo, I know that we agreed that we were going to do, like, favorite app cap of the year. Oh, pardon me, before I start.
Where'd my app cap go?
Oh, here you go. That's cute. You're like an elf on the shelf. By the way, I don't know what that means. It's some parent thing that I do not get.
Elf on the shelf? You don't know about that?
I know about it because people post about it on Facebook.
It's a big deal.
But I don't know what it is.
No. Yeah, they didn't have it when I had kids.
They didn't have it when I was a kid.
No.
If they did, I missed out. I had an advent calendar, and you get a little piece of chocolate every day.
That we still have, and that we better get this year, because
it's December 1st. Where's my advent calendar?
It's time to eat my elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
So, elf on the shelf. I think somebody made a blog that this is a family tradition, and it involves buying an elf.
And then you
move it around every day. And
the kid finds it, and then you pat him on the head.
It's kind of like a Hallmark tradition. I don't think it existed until recently.
I don't know.
A beloved family tradition that has captured the hearts and wallets of parents everywhere.
All right. Well, whatever.
Now they have it for birthdays.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. There's the elf. I found it.
Yay, I'm a better birthday person now. You know, I know there's a way to turn on my
hat. Did you know there's an elf on the shelf?
But I can't figure it out, so I'm just going to leave it as is. Elf on the shelf app. No. I didn't.
There's an official elf on the shelf app.
There's some parent things that I just don't.
You will never have to worry about. Not as long as you're wearing that hat.
As long as I keep it up.
Yeah.
Kind of the way everything's been going.
I will never have to worry about that. I think I almost made you cry.
I can't even take care of myself.
You're almost crying now.
Well,
that's sad.
All of, you know, the money that might go to diapers or
think of all the money you're saving.
No, I spend it on my rent.
Oh, thank goodness.
So there's
you found something more valuable.
Much, much more valuable.
You know,
Four walls.
Let me tell you something, young lady.
Yeah.
It is just the holiday season.
Yeah.
It's also the time of the year when the spring tuition bills come due.
Oh.
Believe me.
Is this the part where you trump my life?
You do not want
with
kids.
With your financial woes.
You think your puny rent?
Yeah. I'm sure. No. Well, it's all relative, right?
If you have kids.
You have so much more money than I do.
Have them more than 4 years apart, so the only one of them is in college at the same time.
Right. And so you can save up. I don't know, man.
You can't save.
I don't know.
You know what? When Abby was born in 1992, we looked into, what would we need to save to make sure that we had enough money for her to go to college in 2010?
Yeah.
When she would be a college freshman. And they said, you have to save $1,000 a month every month for the next 18 years. And I said, no. I'm just going to cross my fingers.
Hope that she gets a cool scholarship.
Hope she gets a scholarship. And thank goodness I did save that money because I could buy this nice hat.
See that? When you just saying that, I'm like, I'm out. I'm out of parenting.
You did not miss a thing, young lady, except the Elf on the Shelf.
You know you how much that. One of these costs?
Yeah.
A lot, not $1,000, but okay, it adds
can
up.
Can I just say something?
What?
You're coming across a little shallow now. You might want to drop it.
Right.
Your Chanel makeup is expensive, I understand, but
I'm just saying.
It's not a reason not to have children.
It is for me. Shallow or not, just being me.
No. It's not too late for you. Your biological clock, yes, it's ticking, but it hasn't talked.
Okay. We're just trying to avoid the talk.
Just watch out for the talk. We talked back and forth about maybe the AppCap should be our favorite of the year.
Yeah. I'm going rogue. I'm going new.
Let's start with, you know what, every week people turn in to see what's
something
the greatest new thing. So
we've,
that's what we're
going to
do.
We've talked a lot about the past already on the show.
We don't need to repeat it.
We should look towards the future. Now, this is fun. Do you remember the service called Blippi? And it was where you would share financial information about what you had bought?
Yeah, terrible idea.
Really bad.
Horrible.
Not good. This is 5 years old now or something.
It was a little bit more. And I signed up for it.
Me too.
And they would automatically go through your credit card bills and post the things you bought.
And you could selectively say, well, don't use my credit card. But then it would be like, Sarah rented something on iTunes.
Something
on iTunes. So it was
horrible.
Way too much information or not interesting at all. It sucked. So
went out of business in 2011.
Okay. Yeah. So Blippi hasn't been around for a while. So, but just so we don't have any, sorry, my, phone does this, then it goes crazy, and the handoff thing is out of control in my iOS experience. So that there's no confusion, this Blippi app has nothing to do with that. It's all about animated GIFs and keywords.
But it's called Blippi because no one wanted the name anymore.
Something like that. But this is kind of cool for anybody who's familiar with Tinder.
I like this.
You know about the swiping left if you're not interested or swiping right if you are.
Oh.
You can see it says next or fave.
Okay.
Now, I'm not interested in this, so I'll just say meh. It's fun to do bad things.
Meh.
Oh, no, this I like, though.
I love that one.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and fave it.
So you're saving that. Okay.
Now what I've done is I've added that to my GIF keyboard.
Your personal GIF vocabulary.
Exactly. So let's find something else that I like.
I've
like
seen
that.
But I like it.
Yeah. I'm not going.
Definitely not going there.
Not going there. No.
Not going there either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. See, you and I have the same taste in
exactly.
The
we know
cheesy
what's, we know
GIFs.
What's up. Yeah. GIFs,
yeah. I don't need Jimmy.
So here's what you do.
Now you faved those. What happens?
All right. So I go ahead and I say, I would like to use my GIF keyboard. And now everything that I've saved is available.
I'm downloading that.
Isn't that great? I actually really like it. So it's
a keyboard called Blippi.
It's one part hot or not for GIFs. But if it's hot, then it's something that you can use really easily the next time you need to take notes.
Is it kind of like an infinite supply?
Well, I haven't gotten to the end yet. I'm just probably...
Make your own
I mean,
GIF
it's sort of
keyboard.
Like saying, how many... Oh, yeah, I like... sure. Mm-hmm. Whoa, no.
Whoa, creepy.
I don't know. Yep. All about Anchorman.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you could say, okay, well, but what? How do you know what you're getting? Well, what if you wanted to search for...
you can narrow it down.
I don't know. Like Kim K. I did that earlier, right?
Someone doesn't accept my life, then I can't accept them.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's sort of looking like kind of, I don't know, whatever. Boo. I don't know. Maybe I could use that someday. Don't know who he is. Oh, this is, this. So you can actually search for certain things. If I were to say, I don't know, cat, right? I just want freaking to upset Leo and I want some cat gifts.
I watched Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats last night.
That's not good. Did you?
Midnight, all alone on the pavement.
These are surprisingly not that good. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, hey. Anyway, so this
is... Do you have a Jellicle cat?
What's that?
Jellicoe cat. Do you have a Jellicoe cat?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't know what a Jellicoe cat is.
Yeah. Many people don't.
So that is my Blippi app. I love it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's free. And it just, I have shown off a GIF keyboard in the past, Riffsy, that was an app cap of mine a couple months ago now, I guess. So this is just kind of another take
on
that.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, it's fun.
I can't wait to do more of these.
What about you?
Jellicle cats come out tonight. Jellicle cats come one, come all. The Jellicle moon is shining bright. Jellicles come to the Jellicle ball. It doesn't ring a bell, huh?
No.
Right.
It's from Cats.
Cats.
See, I only saw that once in fifth grade.
Oh, okay. It's also a T.S. Eliot poem.
Oh.
Like
I'm going to know that.
Did you ever play Kingdom Origins?
Nope.
Oh, well, then you probably don't really care that Kingdom Rush. Kingdom Rush Origins is here.
Okay.
This is the prequel to the fabulous tower defense game Kingdom Rush. Let's start a new game here. Do you like tower defense games? They don't seem like your cup of tea.
Well, I try. But
the idea is that these are kind of continuous games where you are under attack and you plan your defense. The attackers come. If your defense succeeds, you continue on. If not, and by the way, as you continue on, you can build more towers. These start with these basic tower types, archers. And each of them has special attributes, like this one has fast rate of fire. The barracks, the soldiers block enemies. Multi-shot, armor piercing. Those are good for later. Stone druids, which deal area damage. Now, the bad guys are going to come from here, and they're going to try to get to there. So we're going to build our defenses. Let's put some archers right here.
Hunting season begins.
We only have 250 coins, so we have to plan our attack, or our defense, I guess, carefully.
Trust our aim.
Spend those coins wisely. Maybe we'll put in a little barricade right here just in case they get by. And I think maybe one more set of archers right there. Do I have enough money? I do.
Swift and steady.
Now let's bring on the bad guys. This is a fun game. It's got a nice balance of difficulty, but success, challenge. It ramps up quite nicely. I'm a fan of tower defense. Kingdom Rush was a good one. Kingdom Rush Origins, brand new, just came out. Give you many more years of fun gameplay. It is free, but of course, you can speed things up with in-app purchases. You can play this without the in-app purchases, so you can continue on pretty well. A lot of fun. Kingdom Rush Origins.
I love it.
No, you don't.
You're right. I don't.
Don't lie to me.
Okay, sorry. That's one of my New Year's resolutions.
You don't play... Not to lie to Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck. You probably break that in January 2nd.
Well.
You don't play... You never played like any of the other... Oh, gosh. There's so many... Actually, the iPad has some really... And iPhone has some really excellent tower defense games.
I played Rosella back in the day.
Like a skin disease. Is that
no,
a game?
No, it was like a little lute player and you were a princess.
My favorite.
I couldn't get past a certain level. I have a very low span of attention. So.
Oh, you're thinking of like Save the Princess games or your time games, right?
Well, I
that's
don't
one
think it
kind.
Was timed, really. I don't know. I mean, we're going back to like 1986.
You haven't played it in a while.
Or something like that.
Well, if you liked Kingdom Rush Origins is out, but there are other. There are a ton of them. In fact, maybe I'll do just sometime you're not here. I'll just do a whole tower defense.
Next time I'm on vacation, go nuts.
Just do like crazy
get it
tower
out of
defense.
System.
Tower madness.
Go crazy. I'm still trying to remember where I was in
Spice
January.
Bandits.
Yeah, you never know.
The best one is the king is Field Runners, but you must have seen that. Have you not played Field Runners?
No, I can't keep up. I like my two dots. I know what I like.
I want two dots.
And I stay with
it. And I cannot lie.
And I stay with it. That does it for this sort of short but very sweet episode of iPad Today. This is episode 228. And it's
Holy
actually...
Cow.
I know, it's crazy. Even though this is our end of year, sort of year in review, we do have one more episode before 2015, right before New Year's Eve. So
what are we going to do for that?
I don't know. Something cool.
Something brand new and fresh.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be
tower
a brand new
defense.
Fresh show. But for everybody who is watching this on a holiday week that you may or may not have off of work, hopefully you've enjoyed it. We've certainly enjoyed giving you some extra content. And
how come you get the big hat and I get the little hat?
Well, because you have a big head, so it just balances out.
No matter what size you're saying, the hat would look small.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll see you this year on iPad Today.
Oh!